Biden's Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta said officials must heed calls to decrease police budgets in the scope, role, and responsibility of police in our lives. As Boston Mayor, Biden's Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh proposed a budget to divert funding from law enforcement. Biden's Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark wrote an op-ed for Newsweek in 2020 supporting efforts to defund the police. Representative Val Demings, DFL, called the Minneapolis City Council very thoughtful for voting to dismantle the police. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and fellow House Democrats refused to criticize the Minneapolis City Council for defunding the police. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, told protesters to get more confrontational with police. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, called for dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department. Representative Cori Bush, DMO, called for defunding police as a congresswoman-elect. A Democratic National Convention panelist advocated for defunding the police. A Minneapolis City Council member defended defunding the police, but said she didn't have all the answers on who would respond to violent crime. House Majority Whip James Clyburn, DSC, compared federal law enforcement to the Nazi Gestapo. He later ignored looting and arson in D.C., claiming the only violence he saw in D.C. was from police. Democrat Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said he doesn't want police officers to respond to rape. Also, former Representative Joe Kennedy III, DMA, said he supported Maxine Waters' call to confront the police.